What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Sound Money Podcast, where we explore everything having to do with new businesses using new technologies in a very successful way. And on this special episode, I sit down with Alex Adelman, the CEO of Lolli.com, which is a new, safe, fun, and simplistic way for users to earn Bitcoin when they're shopping online. And one of the things that you're going to hear in the interview is Alex going over his entrepreneurial journey, where they sold their previous company to a very, very large organization that I'll let him talk more about. Alex is a very passionate guy when it comes to earning rewards from shopping online. When it comes to stacking sats or stacking satoshis, satoshis are the lowest denomination of Bitcoin that you can possibly get to, which is like 0.00001 Bitcoin. And the way that they've framed it is that people that are earning are stacking sats. And that saying has gone uber viral all over social media. If you go onto Twitter right now, you can see that people are all over Twitter talking about stacking satoshis and stacking sats on Lolli and other websites where they're able to earn Bitcoin. And as someone that is passionate, as you guys know, about cryptocurrency, decentralization, and Bitcoin, it was really great to sit down with Alex and pick his brain about, you know, the whole earning economy and the concept of someone simplistically stacking satoshis while they're booking their travel. And there is a little bit of an exclusive announcement in the episode, so I'll let you guys listen to it, where Alex talks about a massive partnership that they just announced and the level of traction that they've been able to achieve with a small team of 9 people is pretty phenomenal. So without further ado, let's dive into the interview with Alex, the CEO of Lolli.com.
I'm here with Alex Adelman, the CEO of Lolli. How you doing, Alex?
Awesome. Great to be here.
Cool. So I wanted to go over briefly, you guys have seen on the channel in the past and also on different types of content that I've done around Lolli, the overall mission. But I wanted to hear from you, Alex, and maybe just share how you came up with Lolli and the mission around what Lolli's trying to do.
Yeah, so the mission is very focused and simple. We want to make Bitcoin more easily accessible to everybody. And I think we have to be very focused to start. But eventually, we want to be the Bitcoin wallet that everybody knows and loves, and it just makes it easy to get involved in Bitcoin without having to buy it, but more so earn it for free as a entry point into Bitcoin. It's with this central belief that right now, like, mining is way too hard for most people. Most people are never going to mine. Investing is just like very, it's a very small percent of the world is would ever even consider themselves even a investor. And so we took something that everybody knows and does, which is shop online and travel, and we created a way for people to earn Bitcoin when they shop online at their favorite stores and book travel all across the world. So it's been a really exciting road. I mean, you are super early, big supporter, and appreciated like your support over the years and using it and everything. So it's been really fun. We've come a long way since the early days, 9 months ago. But it's been a great ride so far, and like, our users are loving this thing. Our merchants, more importantly, actually, more and more merchants have come on board. Exciting news today: we announced Hotels.com to expand travel to. It's the third biggest travel site in the world. We already have the first biggest, which is Booking.com. So lots of exciting things since I think we last talked.
Nice. Hotels.com. That's big. So. Backtracking a little bit, you said 9 months ago was that when the site went live, or was that when you came up with the idea? What was the kind of process when you guys started? Was it an MVP, or did you guys like initially have the extension? What was the process like?
Yeah, great question. So we started building this thing about a year and a half ago, and a lot of it was probably remember. We're building it with the same team that we built our old company with. So our previous company was a company called Cosmic, and we had a very similar mission to Bitcoin, which was how do we democratize commerce, give everyone in the world the ability to buy and sell anywhere. And then about halfway into it, we all ended up learning about Bitcoin and becoming pretty obsessed with it because of it had the democratization of commerce directly like native to the currency. And everyone in the world can own Bitcoin freely and can be their own bank. So that really like interested us, and we you know stayed in touch with it over the years and stayed in the space. And then our company ended up getting acquired by Ebates. So Ebates, if for those of you that don't know, it's the largest cashback company in the U.S. And they've built an incredible rewards network that gives you cash when you shop online in the form of a rebate. So we ended up working there for about a year before the CEO parted ways. And then we ended up parting ways shortly after that. And so we ended up learning the ins and outs of that industry and learning how to build it. And I kept coming back to this issue, which was the biggest, in my opinion, the biggest issue in Bitcoin, which is the distribution issue. Right now, you're not going to reach the entire world if you're only going after miners and investors. So we thought that how do you take it to more people? And the best solution that we came was like right under our nose the whole time, which was Ebates for Bitcoin. So we started this company called Lolly.com, Lolly, and we made a super easy way for people to earn Bitcoin. We called up all of our old merchants that we had known over the last 7 years, and we had won their trust. And so, yeah, we've been slowly bringing all of these merchants back on the platform to give people Bitcoin when they shop at their sites. It's a very simple model. We partner with merchants. We say when our users come and shop at your sites, you give them a kickback and in Bitcoin. And then we send the Bitcoin to your Lolly wallet and everything else sort of like goes from there. So it's been a really fun ride on both the merchant front and the consumer front.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I think that there's something to be said about user experience design around that being the on-ramp for the next 100 million people. And the people that have the slickest design, prime example being Coinbase, where they just made it extremely easy for people to buy in. And I think that was something that you guys nailed early on, was just keep it simple. Like there's nothing too fancy about it. It's just a very simple model. And I think that's a winning strategy. So that's a good segue into team. So how big are you guys now? Whereabouts are you guys based?
Yeah, so we're 9 people total. We have 2 customer service, customer support. I think our users have come in, they have lots of questions. A lot of our users have never had Bitcoin before, so we're answering a lot of education questions, which is a core part of our business. And then we're building it with the same team as last time on the engineering front, product front, business development front. But yeah, we're staying really lean in building this thing. Just even to get the early partnerships, we bootstrapped a lot of this business to really test out proof of concept. And we've just seen like a lot of great traction so far. So we have supportive investors and just like an incredible team. A lot of us have been working together for 7 years now. So it just kind of feels good to get like the band back together and build. I mean, it's strange. It's a different company, and we've grown up a lot over the years with each other. And it's just nice. There's just sort of like familiar. Like I don't feel like I have to go relearn or work with a whole new team. There's sort of just this camaraderie. We know we can communicate really well, and it works out really well.
Nice. And I guess the last section of this being technology. So as far as where you guys started and where you are now, what is probably the biggest lesson as far as the technology that you guys use and what you're using now? Is there any sort of tips or any kind of things that you guys have found over the past, I guess, year and a half since you guys have been building it?
I've learned a lot from our users. We made a lot of like assumptions about what we thought people wanted. But I mean, one thing I've learned over the years, even with our last company, is just really learning how to listen to the consumer. So luckily, like our Twitter audience and community is just like so active, and they like ask me all the time for like new features. And so we try to triage them as best we can, try to keep everybody happy and bring on the partners that people want to bring on, and then also build out the features. So we just launched like a brand new search page that is pretty killer. It has like categories, sorting. That was a huge feature that people have been really liking. And we've made a more robust wallet. We have brought on some incredible partners, especially in the travel category, and then in essentials as well. So, everyone from like Walmart to Jet to Overstock have all been like incredible partners for us so far. So I think my biggest like learning, which is, probably part learning from my last company, just like listen to our customer and make sure that we're building the right things for what they want.
Yeah, nice. That's always a good sign when customer first and designing around them is usually a winning strategy. So hotels.com was announced today. Then that's exciting. That's a mega partnership.
That was a long time in the making. We've been trying to get them on board for like, I guess since you and I have talked probably.
Yeah, that's a big one. And how many partners do you guys have currently?
So we have over 750 merchants on the platform right now. And yeah, we're gunning to pass 1,000, hopefully in the next few months. So lots of different options. I think a lot of our users describe it as like Lolly just keeps popping up at these different merchants. You like wind up on a page and then Lolly's like, hey, do you want to earn Bitcoin? So we're trying to get as many merchants on the platform as possible. Every merchant is like one step for Bitcoin adoption. It's just another reminder that Bitcoin is here, that you can earn it, and trying to give you as many ways to like stack sats, earn Bitcoin as possible.
Yeah. And for everybody new to crypto, this statement that Alex just said, stacking sats, is a coined term. And I'm basically just saying that you guys coined the term because it has been everywhere. I've seen it all over social media. And I want to say that you guys were the first person that I saw that mentioned stacking sats. So do you have full credit for claiming that term?
No. So our community made it. It was Matt O'Dell is the creator of stacking sats. Awesome. And I think it came, I'm pretty sure the origin was after we first met. And I went on Marty Bent's podcast and ended up like jamming with those guys. They're great. And then they think with earning Bitcoin, they like coined the term stacking sats, and sort of the rest is history. So our community loves it. Every time they earn, they'll like post stacking sats, like, hey, just stack sats at Walmart. Hey, just stack sats at like Priceline or booking.com. So it's sort of become this like meme. And I think it's really cool. It trains this like very interesting behavior and ritual around Bitcoin to think of it not just about in the form of price, because I think a lot of us like get involved because of the price, because it's interesting, it's an investment. But we have to keep in mind that a lot of people are not investors and don't think about it as investing. But a lot of people do want something that's scarce, and people understand scarcity. And when you know that there's only 21 million of these things and that you have to stack them all, it becomes sort of this like fun game of like, you don't want to, like, we have users write in being like, oh no, I forgot. Like, I forgot to use it. It's like, should have used Lolly. Like, should have remembered to use Lolly. So training that behavior for people to pay attention to Bitcoin, not just for price, but also for principles and the ideas behind Bitcoin is really important.
Yeah. And there's something psychological around the idea of earning, 50,000, the number, 50,000 sats or satoshis, over 0.00000, five. So
that's a good point.
Psychology around seeing a larger number immediately makes you feel that more accomplished than a very small denomination of Bitcoin. So that's why I've always enjoyed people that speak in satoshis and like lightning wallets and things like that. But that's a good final segue into what's coming. So you said 1,000. In the next few months. So that's fantastic. That's something to look forward to. What's in the pipeline that we can expect from Lolly?
Yeah, so two real things that we're really focused on right now is we just started work on a mobile app. Really excited for what that would be. And a lot of our users are shopping on mobile already. So you can technically use Lolly for mobile, But it's not truly like optimized for mobile. In my opinion, it's not like the optimal experience is on web. And a lot of why we did web is because people book like pretty big purchases on web, and we wanted to be the wallet that people trust to earn Bitcoin and to hold that Bitcoin. And there's also like GMV, like the actual volume is higher, so that you have more leverage with the merchants. And when you have leverage with the merchants, you can get higher rates. So when we go into mobile, we can have higher rates than our competitors in the space, or potential competitors, I should say. So we started in web, and then we're dropping down into mobile. And I think it's gonna be a really exciting experience. Like think about like earning Bitcoin every time you take an Uber, or every time you fill up for gas, or every time that you go get coffee in the morning, making more rituals, daily rituals around Bitcoin and stacking sats. Is again going to train just this like better behavior and also I guess more affinity and attention to Bitcoin and crypto as a whole.
Yeah, that's awesome. A mobile app, that's going to be big.
The other piece is like, in addition to mobile, is we're starting to look at expanding internationally. So part of our partnerships with Booking.com and Hotels.com is they are these, you know, massive international travel partners. And I've been working really hard to partner with merchants that we can expand internationally with. So if, you know, when we see success in the US, we can then say we can like, go leverage that to go expand successfully to other countries. Canada, Europe has been widely requested, South Africa, Southeast Asia, a lot of different markets. South America has been in high demand. So we're getting pulled in all these different directions. And you know, we're a startup, we're a lean team, so there's only so much we can do, but we are getting a lot of demand in different places, and so we do want to expand internationally this year.
Got it. And how many teammates do you guys have again?
Nine,
got it.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
pretty small relative to what we're doing at this point.
Yeah.
We're trying to grow quickly, but not too quickly, and like grow quickly on the user front, but not over hire, and stay nice and lean.
Yeah, no, that's good to know. And it's good talking to a successful exit once before, and having that operator experience is super, super valuable. But thanks so much for sitting down with me today, Alex. This was fun. And users, where do you want them to find you?
Lolli.com, Lolli.com. And then we're super active on Twitter. Try Lolli is the handle. I try to answer everything. And if you have DMs, if you like are, you know, talking about stacking sats, I'll like comment, I'll hop in, retweet, all that good stuff. So I love our community. It's kind of funny. We're at the Bitcoin conference right now, and we have a nice little booth, and it's been really cool to meet a lot of these people that we've gotten to know over the last year, and just like new internet friends that have been like these big supporters of Lolli over the last 9 months. And so it's been awesome to like meet everybody in person and like jam, you know, like not just on Twitter. So I love our community. It's like a family. So trying to spread Bitcoin, we're all on the same page. It's like, how do we give Bitcoin to as many people as possible and spread it to everyone? So I think that ethos attracts like a really awesome person.
For sure. Cool. Well, thanks so much for sitting down with me, Alex.
Thanks for having me.